Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we're sharing thoughts and ideas on how to walk out unique design on purpose and in purpose. I am Catherine Lang, your resident dream igniter, because sometimes we all need someone that will light the spark of possibility for our lives. This is a journey, not a sprint or a stroll or a hop, skip, and a jump. It takes effort, it takes investment, and it will take time. I enjoy going to the garden center. My husband doesn't enjoy me going to the garden center, but I enjoy going to the garden center and gathering lots of plants full of color and life, and then I bring them home and I fill an empty bed with a rainbow. It's nice to have that instant splash. But I'm limited at what I can get. I'm limited by what the grower produces. I'm limited by what the seller purchases to pass on to me and by what I can grow in my area or my yard and by the limit that I'm allowed to spend. When we first started growing daylilies, I discovered hybridizing. You can take the pollen from one plant and you can use it to fertilize another plant, and the flower then produces seed pods, and when the seeds are ready, you harvest those seeds to plant and they grow into their own flowers. The idea is that you'll get some traits from the mother plant and some traits from the father plant, and it creates a whole new flower. It's unique to your garden. In theory, you have limitless possibilities when you choose this path. And it's free. My husband loves that idea. But there's a catch. It can take up to 2 years to get a bloom. And then it can be several years before you know that bloom is going to maintain its characteristics. After that time, nothing quite beats the satisfaction of being able to completely announce that this is my flower, because it is yours, it's unique and by design, and you get to name it. Kind of like each one of us, we're uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose, and we are each uniquely named by our Creator. But just like the process of hybridization, the process of living out purpose doesn't happen overnight. I will have to find my way. I will have to discover my path, and I do need to map it out if I want to live it out. Now, the P of map it out is for persistence, and nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. With persistence, it all becomes possible. Persistence is a force of determination and the force of I will not quit, and it's what keeps me going no matter what the world thinks or says. Persistence is moxie, which is the force of character and nerve, and tenacity, which is an adhesiveness or a stick-to-itness, endurance, which is staying power, constancy, which is certainty, and veracity, or a fixedness, and indefatigable. It's a new word for me. Indefatigable. It's incapable of being tired out. I love that. Indefatigable. So that is what makes up persistence. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Most of my life, I had a quote posted above my desk, and it reminded me that there was nothing more important than persistence. It told me to press on, and it was from Calvin Coolidge. It reads like this: nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. I have to keep pressing. I have to keep pushing. It turns out the only way for me to get to my big dream goals is for me to go to my big dream goals. They're not going to come to me, and nobody else is going to get them for me. Believe me, I've tried to get my kids to do it. I have to keep stepping, and then I have to keep stepping, and then I begin to get there. I need a little motivation to get me moving, and I need some attitude to give me the courage to move, and then I have to have persistence to keep me on the moving path, to keep me moving towards that possibility, to keep me pressing on in that journey. It's true. There is nothing that can take the place of persistence. I know few parents that haven't given in to the persistent requests of a toddler just to make it stop for a moment. Persistence is powerful. The persistent drip from a waterfall carved the valley. The persistent blowing of the wind changed the shape of the mountain. The persistent roll of the tide changed the line of the beach. Persistent action makes amazing changes. I want to have that kind of world-changing persistence in my life, and it starts with moxie. Moxie is a force of character or determination. It is the never that keeps the moving going. It is the refusal to stop, the refuse to even look at the face of the obstacles and allow them to defeat me. It is a little kick of spirit and energy. Because it's going to take spirit. It's going to take energy or the ability or willingness to be active. It's going to take fire. It's going to take the ignition. And it's going to take power. Moxie is that push that gets me moving into my persistence. Moxie is the fire that ignites my possibilities. Moxie is that annoying part of me that stirs up the get up and go when the rest of me wants to crawl down under the covers. Moxie is the fire. I don't have to want to do it to know I need to do it, but I will have to do it if I want it to get done. And moxie is that ignition switch that pushes me into my doing even when my doer doesn't want to do. Moxie is the element of heat that stirs up the flames of possibility for my life. I will get there because I will do what I need to do to get there. I will step. I will change. I will adjust. I will keep stepping. I have enough persistence in me to make it happen. I went to camp when I was in elementary school at a ranch. I wanted to learn more about horses and about riding. And my dad wanted to see if I had enough fortitude to muck stalls in the summer. Because he was considering getting me my own horse. But he didn't tell me that part. I decided one year I was going to learn to ride bareback without a saddle. The first time I was doing fine. Until the horse started to trot. And then the action of the trot literally bounced me off the side of the horse. But I got back on. This time I got a really good hold of the mane so that I would have some leverage. Again, I was fine until we hit the trot. I lasted a little bit longer, but I soon found myself back in the dirt. That first lesson had me more in the dirt than I had been since my days of mud pie making with my neighbor Kay. I didn't have to go back. The class was an optional class. I could have gone trail riding the next day, or I could have gone swimming. Really, I could have done anything. But I was not going to stop. I would like to say that my second day was amazing. But in truth, it was just as dirty. By the end of camp, I had become an expert at falling off the horse. At the end of the year, we had a show, and I got ready for the bareback presentation, and I made it halfway through the course. And then the horse kicked into a trot. Now, I suspect by now you have figured out where I ended up, and you would be correct. But even in the show ring, I still got back on the horse and I finished the course. And I won an award that year, a special one that they designed just for me, all because of my persistence. If I want to reach my big dream goals, I'm going to have to move forward with the same persistence and moxie that I had that year at camp. Moxie means spirit. I like to think of the lively horse I was riding that summer. Mambo was his name, although the way he knocked me around, I think it should have probably been Samba. Still, He always had a light in his eyes that told me he was ready to play. I need to have the spirit in me that shines through my eyes with that same kind of excitement. Moxie means energy, the willingness to take action and to do it. I don't have to grab my pom-poms and megaphone to show that I have the energy. I just have to take the action. I have to have the energy to wipe the dirt off my jeans and to get back on the horse again. What I do reveals the moxie that resides in me. Moxie means fire. It means light and heat. I share the thoughts and ideas and words that begin to bring light to the dark. And it brings warmth to that hollow cold that says I'm alone in this journey. I'm not. And moxie gives fire to those moments. Not just in others, but in my own journey as well. I light it up because when I light it up, there is no more room for the darkness and discouragement that is determined to stop me from moving forward in my unique design. Moxie means ignition, igniting the hope and the encouragement that makes room for all the possibilities. It is the infusion of strength that pushes me into the next step. It is the hope and encouragement that resides in me that says, this time, I will not fall off the horse. I just keep going. I may not have gotten there yesterday, but Moxie says I will be getting there today. So I go, and I do, because Moxie ignites the doer in me. Moxie means power. The power to get the momentum started or to keep the momentum going, sometimes with only that sheer will of force to make it happen. Moxie provided the power to launch myself onto that horse's back every time. And time again, and time again, not because I have to, but because I want to. I always remembered that time at camp and the persistence I invested in riding that horse, even though I still ended up on the ground at the show time. He and I spent a couple years later, my dad got me a horse, and I spent hours riding this horse around town, and down through the woods, around the town, and along the lake. I never stopped trying to ride bareback. So every few days, I would take the saddle off and I'd give it a try. And little by little, I got better. Until one day, many, many years after that camp experience, I could not only ride bareback, but I could ride as well bareback as I could with the saddle. Moxie helped me get there. Persistence is fired up by moxie. It's that ember of possibility or the red-hot coal of hope. It's not all that I need to get there, but it is the kickstart that moves me in that direction. When I get the kind of moxie that allowed me to look at that horse's back and say, yes, I'm in the dirt again, but this time, I'm going to ride. When I continue to pursue my unique design with that same kind of moxie, nothing can stop me. Everything becomes possible. And quite honestly, everything is possible when I address it with that kind of moxie. I need to be so determined and so persistent in pursuit of my unique design that even a little dirt doesn't hinder me from that next step. Even a little fall doesn't keep me from wanting to get back up and try again. Even many falls doesn't make me worry about the fall, but it keeps me focused on the possibility of when I get it, I'm going to ride like the winds. That is what moxie does. It dares me to see the potential despite the struggles that I may have gone through or I may be going through. I need more moxie in my life if I'm going to live up to all that I am uniquely designed to be. I don't always have it in me to take the next step. I mean, I do have it in me, I just don't always want to use it. Sometimes I just wish that all that I wanted would just show up on my doorstep, complete with that giant cardboard check and balloons. Although there are blessings that show up in that kind of manner, My unique purpose and my unique place will not show up like that. It can't show up like that because I'm the essential component to my uniqueness, which means I have to be essentially involved in the process. It can't happen to me. I have to make it happen. I have to take the action. I have to step into my design and walk it out each and every day, which is why persistence is necessary and why I need more moxie to spur my persistence. My son came in the other day and he announced he was going to start having more moxie. I had him look the word up because I wanted him to practice using a dictionary. That's one of the joys of homeschooling. But I also wanted him to understand what it was he was confessing, what it was, what words he was putting into action in his life, what it was he was actually getting himself into. He finally found the word in the dictionary and then he looked at me and announced, "Force of character." Huh. That's what I need. That's what I have. And I laughed and said, "Yes, yes, son, you do." And yes, yes, he does. Now he just has to find out a way to put that moxie to work in purpose and for his unique purpose, not just to annoy his parents. Esther is a good example of moxie at work in the scripture. Here was a Jewish girl in a land not her own whose parents had passed, so she's living with her cousin who's agreed to raise her. Mordecai was her cousin, and he had quite a bit of moxie of his own. So it's kind of, you get a double dose of moxie when you read this story. Through a series of events, Esther is chosen queen. And then Mordecai, in part because of his moxie, he goes to her after he's offended the leader of the government in the area, who has then set out to kill all the Jews. Mordecai goes to Queen Esther and he says, "Go to the king and ask him to protect us. Go to the king and plead for your people." Now, here's the catch in this situation. Even though she was the queen, if she goes to the king without being summoned, then she risks death. The king has to acknowledge her once she approaches his throne in order for her to live. If he does not acknowledge her, she's put to death. So Mordecai had a lot of moxie in asking her to go and do this, to take this action. But Esther chooses to take the action, which shows she had the moxie, the courage, the fire to step out into what it was that she was designed to do. In the end, the Jewish people are saved because of the moxie of these two. If you haven't read the book of Esther, I highly recommend that you do. Let this be your introduction to some serious moxie. I want to have that kind of moxie. I want to have the force of nature that will let me step up into my possibility, step out into my unique design. I need to have the moxie, the power, the force that will encourage me to walk out the steps I'm going to have to take if I'm going to get there. I want to have the boldness that will allow me to pursue my purpose, no matter what the circumstances or the situation may show me. If I'm doing what I believe is my unique purpose and my unique design, then not stepping into it is a much worse fate than anything I'm going to face when I do step out. The point is that I have to be willing to step no matter what, because unless I walk out my unique design, it will not get walked out. I need to map out where I'm going. I need to map it out. And the M is the motivation that dares me to try. The A is the attitude that dares me to believe. And the P is the persistence. And that's what keeps pushing me, keeps driving me to take that next step. And the persistence starts with that moxie, that fire, that energy, that ignition that says, I may not want to, but I'm going to, because I'm supposed to. It is the ultimate kickstart to my purpose. I think that in whatever we're doing and wherever we're going, we can all use a little more force of nature on this journey. Find your moxie and you will pursue your purpose. I am Catherine Lang and I am your Hope Smith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.